BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The head of NATO has warned that the alliance and its member states are Russia's next target. In an unusually hard-hitting speech in Berlin, Mark Rutte said many people were too complacent about the threat and failed to see its urgency. Frank Gardner reports.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte did not mince his words. He said the alliance of 32 Western nations was Russia's next target and that NATO countries were already in harm's way. Time, he added, was not on NATO's side and the alliance needed to be ready. Russia, he said, had brought war back to Europe with its full-scale invasion of Ukraine, and we in the West must be prepared for the scale of war our grandparents and great-grandparents endured. Russia sees such words as Western hyperbole and hysteria. President Putin has said he has no plans to invade anywhere else after Ukraine. But similar reassurances were given in 2022, just before 200,000 Russian troops crossed the border and invaded Ukraine.
The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says there are two main sticking points in talks with the United States and ending the war: the status of eastern Donetsk region and control of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. He said Washington wants to create a free economic zone in eastern Ukraine, but Ukraine prefers to hold the current front line. The Venezuelan Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado has said cutting the cash flow to Nicolas Maduro's government is key to its removal. Speaking in Norway, Ms. Machado said the opposition was already planning for a transition.
We have been working hard, not only with the US government, but other governments in Latin America and Europe, explaining in detail how we are prepared for the first 100 hours and the next 100 days in a country that has a multidimensional crisis.
Time magazine has given its annual Person of the Year award to what it called the architects of artificial intelligence. They're presented on two front covers, as David Sillitoe reports.
Last year, it was Donald Trump. This year, not one name, not even one cover. Instead, there are two, one made by human, another AI. The human cover recreates a famous photo from the 1930s of men having lunch on a girder. The 2025 version has figures such as Jensen Huang of chipmaker Nvidia, Elon Musk, Sam Altman of ChatGPT, and Britain's Sir Demis Hassabis. The second cover has a host of figures and scaffolding, erecting a giant structure spelling out the letters AI, a reference to the huge investment currently taking place and what Time describes as a transformational project that is both wowing and worrying humanity.
BBC News. Bangladesh will hold parliamentary elections on February the 12th, the first since a student-led uprising in August last year toppled the government of Sheikh Hasina. A referendum on major institutional reforms will run in parallel. Rising discontent with the interim administration of Mohamed Yunus over the slow pace of change has fueled protests and political division in Bangladesh. A US judge has ordered the immediate release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, whose wrongful deportation to El Salvador became a symbol of President Trump's immigration crackdown. The judge said there was no lawful basis for his continued detention. Mr. Abrego Garcia was brought back from El Salvador, but the Trump administration has been trying to deport him again. He's also facing separate charges of people smuggling, which he denies. The mother of an eight-month-old girl in a displacement camp in Gaza has told the BBC that her baby has died because of the intense cold and heavy rain. Hijr Ibrahim Abu Jazar said she woke up to find her daughter Rahaf was lifeless and freezing cold. She said that Rahaf had been breastfeeding but was suffering from malnutrition. The Swiss tradition of yodeling has been awarded the status of intangible cultural heritage by the UN's Cultural Agency. The centuries-old form of singing was originally practiced by goat herds to communicate with their flocks. Here's a collection of yodeling over the years. BBC News.